ICOS, short for icosahedron, a 20-sided geometric shape, is being marketed as a building toy for inventors of all ages. It was first developed by Park City engineer and entrepreneur Mike Wong, who is one of the mentors for the Park City CAPS program. He brought it to the engineering students last semester who have helped develop the idea to today's product.
It was a combination of a previous idea I had. It was basically a geometric shape that I brought to the students at the CAPS Center. And they helped convert it into what it is now. And it's a building block, almost a toy, almost the next Lego.
The students have applied for a provisional patent and hope to turn it into a utility patent once the product's manufactured. Any future profits from the idea, says Wong, will be shared by the students and the PC CAPS program.
Definitely the students contributed a lot. They had some great ideas. And I want to give back to the community. So we're giving 7% of the company back to the CAPS program. And for people that don't know what the CAPS program is, it's basically a hands-on program for juniors and seniors where they get partnered up with businesses to work on real projects. So it's a great way for students to learn, to explore different fields they potentially might go into after they graduate. So we just want to give back and make sure the program can be self-sustaining.
High school senior Mina Berglund says that ICOS builds modular, spherical shapes. The final product will be manufactured in the United States using 100% recycled plastic. Because of the design, Student Skates Lamb says you can build more than just spheres.
You can build in a spherical pattern, and then you can take the pieces apart and connect them perpendicularly. After that, you can start building off of the spheres. So it's pretty cool. You can connect off the spheres and then start building more and more spheres off of those spheres. And you don't even have to build a whole sphere. I mean, you can build whatever you want. And they connect perpendicularly to enhance your creations.
Wong explains that spheres are efficient structures that can be used in a number of applications.
I kind of want to introduce people back to spheres, almost like Buckminster Fuller did. Spheres, if you were to store something, they use 20% less material than if you were to build a box or a rectangle and encapsulate the same amount of volume. So a sphere is incredibly efficient for storing water. If you were to build a shelter, such as an emergency shelter, it's a great structure. Can withstand hurricane, tornadoes. A sphere is just a very efficient geometric structure that people don't really use as much as they should. The goal for me introducing the original shape to the students was to help spread the idea. How can you construct in a better, more efficient manner? And the students, you know, decided to turn it more into a toy or a building block, which is great because it'll get in the hands of many, hopefully.
Yeah. What was started out as a semester-long project has grown into a multi-year endeavor, given the possibility that there's some money to be made.
You never know if Lego or Hasbro or Mattel come and say, you know, we want to buy this patent from you or license this design. So the option's there, and, you know, everyone's a stakeholder in this company.
A Kickstarter campaign was started for ICOS after the semester ended to get the project manufactured. Berglund says they've raised $24,000 so far and hope to make it to the $29,000 mark. There are plans now in place how the money will be spent.
Initially, it's going to go $15,000 is going to go towards the steel tooling, and then $6,000 is going to go towards our first production run. And now, if we reach our stretch goal, we're going to give everyone sort of a lamp structure that they can build off of and create their own lamp with out of ICOS.
That's Mina Berglund, Gates Lam, and Mike Wong. To find out more or to contribute to their ICOS efforts, you can go online to icotoys.com. This semester, Wong's group is working on a feasibility study to put solar panels on all school buildings. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.